Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
The more chores you do, more sex you're going to get from your lady.
Well yeah, because you free up time.
Isn't that common sense? No. That's not common sense to guys?
Not for me.
Not really.
They had to commission a study for
Once I do chores, I'm exhausted. So
I don't think it's a time issue.
Right. It's an effort issue.
Like she sees that you guys are doing something together. And that just that triggers the okay, it's on.
Well, I think you benefit. Like if one person's doing all the housework, you both are benefiting from the housework. So that's going to create an environment of, you know, a bitterness. If one person, because in this day and age, no, it is not the woman's responsibility to do everything. So, why, you know, the guys are going to have to get out of that old school mentality because you are living in the same house. You are benefiting the same thing. So you have to contribute to the household.
You need to be quiet right now.
No, seriously, because you both are probably working now. It wasn't a case, we're not talking about your grandparents. This is a case when women are working, men are working, you come home, you both are tired. So how about split the chores? And then, of course, yes, the woman's going to be very appreciative that you gave the effort to do something for the both of you.
I think even more so, we're probably looking for dudes that are sort of in a sexual drought right now. Like you're living in the same place with your wife, but, you know, you got kids or what have you, and you're just not having sex as much as you'd like, or you guys are living together and the numbers don't. They just don't look real good for you. So I think that's our better test group. Go ahead, do a couple of chores this weekend. We'll talk to you now, and then we'll talk to you on Monday, and we'll see if the drought is over.
But you can't say anything when you're doing the chores.
Look what I'm doing.
Yeah, don't be.
Hey, you
can
notice
this? I can imagine
Jeff
doing
Yes, of course. He does it now.
Oh, my God. Look at that new ceiling fan. Nobody got electrocuted. Aren't I hot?
You just have to let the chores speak for yourself.
Yes.
Absolutely right. So you go, you do some chores. Yeah, she's in the house, of course. So she sees you doing something, and then you call us back on Monday, or we get your number, and we'll see if it really worked or not.
Now, it feels more like a team effort when you're both participating, you're both doing things, and it's like almost brings a togetherness, even if the chores are completely separate.
404-741-Q100. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well.
All right. Now, are you a guy that normally gets a whole bunch during the week?
No.
Okay.
You know, but hey, but we're going to have our 10-year anniversary in March, and I will say this. My wife is, she helps out.
What does that mean?
I don't understand that.
All right, sorry. She's a good wife, and she has been making a good effort, you know, towards me. I'm a guy, and I love my wife, and I, you know, want to be physical.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she's, you know, she's getting better at reciprocating. But I'm also
she provides often. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, not necessarily often, because I'd want it all the time. So
you're looking for a little initiation.
Exactly.
If you want her. You want her. Get the car started.
But I clean around the house a lot. She's in corporate America, and I'm I speak around the U.S. So when we're both home, you know, we kind of have to share the side of the cleaning. But I'm home more frequently, so you know, I want her to notice a lot of times, because she'll come in from work, and let's even say she, you know, she's doing things, and maybe she throws something at the trash can and it misses, and you know, 10 minutes later I have to clean it up. So
right, here's what we want you to do this weekend. Right. I mean, again, you can't brag that you're doing the chores. You just got to do them.
Okay.
And at least according to this survey, that once she sees you doing them, it will lead her to take some action.
Sounds like a winner.
And I know you're looking for action.
That's right.
So hold on one sec, okay?
He doesn't sound like the typical situation, though,
because he does it anyways.
Because he's doing it anyway?
Yeah, he's home. It seems like he's home and they've kind of got reverse roles.
Mm-hmm.
That one won't count so much. As what we need is a guy who on a normal who has, like, let's say your garage has no blinds on the windows, but they're sitting in the box next to the windows, and they have been for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And the electrical switch in the kitchen hasn't worked since the beginning of last year, and the bicycle that you bought for your kid at Christmas still hasn't been assembled. This week, tackle all those problems. Put up the blinds, hang the ceiling fan, fix the light
switch.
Follow
through, and then clean up after your project.
Yes, and then just see what happens. That's what
point.
We need. Somebody finishing all these things that have just been waiting forever.
Dudes don't get it. Women are calling up to volunteer their husbands. You can't do that.
No. It's got to be the guys.
Yes.
It's an experiment.
That's funny.
It's an experiment in lovemaking.
Like, most dudes won't call up and say that they're... I think it's the you're not getting much admission.
They don't want to admit it.
That makes guys not want to call. Well, hey, Luke, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert, how you doing?
Okay. You sound like the kind of guy that's just not getting a lot, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I'm kind of like one of those, like the other caller just mentioned, not getting a whole lot. Last time I can reckon was the Sunday right after New Year's, which was the 3rd, I believe.
Yeah?
So I've been on a drought since then.
We know it's been a long time because he used the word reckon. Because I mean, if you're remembering something, that's, you know, in your memory. If you're reckoning, then you're going way back. You're blowing dust off it.
Lou is going through a sexual recession right now.
Yeah, it's been quite some time.
Okay, according to the survey, Lou, I'm gonna put you on hold and we'll get your phone number. We want to talk to you again on Monday.
Okay.
Just do some chores this weekend. Don't mention it to her, like these guys said, don't highlight it, but
just do it.
She
do
sees
it.
You doing it. According to the survey, you're going to get some.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, friend. Hold on.
Yeah, and if she asks you guys, don't say, well, the Bert Show told me to do this.
No, excuses.
I wanted to do this.
Right.
Stacey drops this little hint the other day. We're watching, I told you guys, we love Friday Night Lights.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this character on the show, and his name is Riggins. And he's like this long hair, like... sort of country boy, loves his beer and stuff, and he's just handy. He's always got like a wrench in his hands or whatever. And this week he went over to his brother's house to fix a toilet, and he's got a wrench in hand and his flannel shirt on. And she said, "You really have no idea how hot that is to me."
Really?
Oh. Yes.
The fact that he could fix things
around the house.
So you
could try to fix things.
I mean, just because you have the wrench in your hand doesn't mean you know what you're doing.
So,
I can dress the part.
Why don't you try it? Why don't you just walk around carrying a tool? Not your tool, a tool.
A real tool.
Yes.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Not much. Just listening to the show. Love the show, guys.
Thanks.
You're not getting much, Gary?
Well, you know, we've been married for going on 9 years now. We've got 3 kids.
Okay.
You know, it kind of slacks off after that.
I feel you.
When is the last time? When do you reckon the last time your wife laid down like a woman for you?
Oh my God.
It hasn't been that long. I mean, it's gone from where it was almost, you know, 4 or 5 times a week when we were dating and first got married. But
of course, that's how they get you.
I'd say it's, you know, down to once or twice a month.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
See, that's the problem with women. They're giving it to guys too much in the beginning of the relationship. If you want to break us in, give us the reality on the front end and only have sex with us once a month.
No. All right, there you go.
It's giving guys what they want. It's trapping them.
Yeah.
You know, it's
called manipulation. That's what women do best.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gary, you may be perfect for this. Try it this weekend. Just do a couple of chores around the house. Don't brag about them. But according to the survey, it's going to work out good for you by the end of the weekend.
I will go ahead and say that I believe it will work, because she has flat out said that before. She's like, you know, look, you want some, vacuum the house, wash the dishes.
There you go.
You know, she's pretty upfront that, you know, you want some, that's what you got to do.
And I think
I feel it'll work.
If you already do a couple of chores, typically, I think you got to ramp up your game. Mm-hmm. So you got to increase the amount of chores that you're doing by at least 50 to 100%.
Well, that's not hard for me because I hate doing chores, so I don't do any of them.
And you can also do them naked.
What? No, I don't know that would work. No.
Bad naked.
Be careful using the hose attachment to the vacuum, though, because that would get...
Jeff! What?
Who knows what's going on in his house?
Lord.
Gary, hold on one sec. We'll get your phone number and we'll talk to you Monday, okay?
All right, sounds great, guys.
All right, let's look for one more dude. Just stop talking. Hey, Blake.
Yo.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
On any given...
Literally.
Yeah, right? Any given week, how many chores do you do around the house?
I can't even count it. I mean, I might, you know, wash a load of clothes here and there, but my wife pretty much does the majority of it.
Does she work, too, outside of the home?
Yeah, she works a part-time job. Mm-hmm. And during the week, she works in the mornings, and on the weekends, she works at night.
And sexually, how's this all working out for you?
Man, I mean, maybe once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
That's defeat.
And given that she's not spending time making love to you, why doesn't she work a full-time job? Have you asked her that?
Well, I never asked her that, but I kind of
don't
work full-time because of our little boy. You know, he's about to start school.
Uh-huh.
And next year he's going to start school, and she's trying to get in as much time with him as she can before, you know, he starts school, so...
All right, what we want you to do this weekend is just do a couple of chores. If you're doing nothing, just do a couple of chores around the house, and by the end of the weekend, you'll be fine.
All right.
Okay, hold on. And then there's Tyler. Hey, Tyler.
Tyler?
Tyler?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, this is Tommy.
Yeah, it is. Tommy Tyler.
Okay.
What's up?
I'm going to help you with your segment here. It totally works. We've been together for 7 years, and... I mean, 3, 4, or 5 times a week still. However, this last month, it's been a severe drought for us. And I'm telling you, I got home early for the first time last couple months yesterday, did some chores, cleaned all 3 bathrooms, made dinner, came home, had sex twice.
Yeah!
Okay. That's right.
There is your shining example, man, right there. Okay.
Was it your wife?
I'm telling you. Yeah, my wife. I'm telling you guys, it works. Do it.
And
the other thing is, be appreciative of what they do. And it goes a long way.
Look, just a little thank you, a little appreciation, and a chore now and then.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on.
Tommy Tyler.
Oh, yeah, twice.
Just remember.
Twice. He keeps getting that in there.
Way to go, Tommy Tyler.
Once, but twice.
Hey, guys, remember this phrase. Work with this, like school.
Uh-oh.
A chore makes her a whore.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.